According to a new survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in just 1 year, e-cigarette use among middle and high school students tripled to over 13%.
Just three or four years ago, hardly any kids were using e-cigarettes, and now it's the most common tobacco product used. So the research is kind of catching up to just what the implications of this are.
But Dr. Andrew Hyland with Roswell Park Cancer Institute says he'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in the medical community who would think it's good for teens to be vaping.
It's a cleaner delivery system, not clean per se, but much cleaner than cigarette smoking, which has thousands of chemicals. But the nicotine is the primary chemical that makes you want to keep using it.
And nicotine at a young age may harm brain development. Hookahs, or water pipes, are also gaining in popularity, with usage doubling to 9.4%. Hyland says hookahs are also not safe, especially for teens.
The filtering through the water is just a mechanism for how that product is used. Studies that we and others have done show massive amounts of particulate exposure. The carbon monoxide ratings, and if you're smoking in an indoor environment, are off the charts.
The good news is the survey shows traditional cigarette use among teenagers fell to just over 9%. But Hyland says there's still a lot of work to do. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.